Have you ever wondered what a project versus a program versus a portfolio management is? What does this mean? What are these terminology? Aren't they all the same? Project is project management. That's what I thought when I first got into project management. I had no clue. Like, what is a portfolio manager came to me and said, hey, I wanted to talk with you because I understand that your particular project falls in this program, which is impacting my portfolio. And I want to understand where we at on this. And I'm like, who are you? But after learning, again, getting that real world experience, it allowed me to really understand how portfolio managers have to think, how program managers have to think, and of course, how project managers think, and how all of these come together to really form one. This thing, I call it Voltron. So where does it fit in the understanding? So a project is a single effort with a defined goal. For example, launching a new website, a program, a group of related projects working toward a bigger business objective. And it's more or less an example of be a digital transformation initiative. And then portfolio is a collection of projects, programs strategically. And I use that really strong to strategically align to business goals. So think about a company-wide innovation. If we look over here to an actual visual of this, so you have your projects, programs, and portfolios. You could have flipped this. You could flip this upside down or back where it is. It doesn't matter. All you need to understand is projects feed into programs, feed into portfolios. So project programs and portfolios are part of a structured hierarchy. Understanding where you fit helps you work more effectively. My question to you, though, if you're confused about your role, am I focused on execution, coordination, or business strategy? And I'm going to help you unpack that. All right, projects. So they focus on execution and deliverables. They're about getting things done. Projects are all about delivering on time, basically the triple constraints. We know the triple constraints of being time, cost, scope, as well as quality. And an example of that would be delivering a mobile app in a project. It has a clear goal, deadline, as well as a budget. Again, and then quality is associated with that. Key skills is scope management, scheduling, risk management, stakeholder engagement. Basically, your 10 knowledge areas are really the foundation for that, for projects. And then an initial insight is projects are all about getting things done. I always say execution. So here's how we do it. We master the execution discipline. We set clear, and I do mean crystal clear milestone. We track progress, and then we proactively, you didn't say me say, we're reactive. No, we're trying to be as proactively as we can or proactive as we can in managing risk early. So programs coordinate a multiple projects for a bigger impact. So it's a collection of related projects. Program is a collection of the related projects designed to achieve a larger business outcome. When you think about it, think of a program basically being a bridge. So a project, all the different projects make up that bridge, which in turn is an actual program. An example of that would be a cybersecurity program. This may include the implementation of firewalls, upgrading software, employee training. These can all be ran as separate projects, which feed into the bigger initiative of the cybersecurity program. What you need to know here, program managers focus on business value and risk balancing, as well as the interdependencies, which are the different projects that are associated with this. So if you're managing multiple projects, stop thinking in silos. Oh, that's one of the things. Let me have my rant real quick. If you took away, I understand, but you're going to get this work. So one of the things when you are leading a program of a collection of different projects, when your project team start thinking in silos, is very, very challenging. Because you don't know as a program manager what is actually going on if they're not articulating what's going on, because you can't be part of every project. This is why you have a project manager assigned to each project, and you're hoping that you've done your diligence as a program manager, ask the right questions, pose the right thoughts to really support that project manager. But if they're not keeping you up to date, and if you're not asking the right questions, because a lot of that accountability falls on you, it will turn into a lot of silo type work, which is not good for the overall big picture. All right, back to today's episode. So start aligning efforts across teams for greater impact. So let's look at the portfolio. This is the bigger strategy. So You got to look at strategic decision-making. What are the investment decisions? Then, of course, balancing risk and then resource allocation. This matters because portfolio management is about strategically making decisions, selecting the right projects, programs that's going to drive the most value for the actual organization. So when you think about portfolio management, it's not about just project execution. We're looking at the investment. What are we going to get back in return for actually running these programs and projects? And then it decides which project should and should not be done. This is why when I have told you, and if I haven't shared with you, met with a portfolio manager and they're asking me about my project. And I'm like, why are they asking me about it? And again, I didn't have the understanding that I did at that time to understand they're more concerned about the investment aspect of things. Are we on time? Are we staying within budget? And how's the scope? Are people trying to change the scope? Based on what I understand, the scope should have been locked in at this. What's the quality like? What are we going to get out of this? An example of this will be a company's digital transformational portfolio may include AI development, cloud migration, or cybersecurity. ProMove, if you want to step into portfolio management, start developing the strategic thinking, the financial acumen, as well as risk assessment. The ultimate differentiator, how to distinguish between both them in real life. So this is how we're going to unpack this. So project, are we delivering again within the triple constraints? We talked about this time and time again. So time, cost, scope, as well as quality. And again, it's about execution, delivering a product or service. Programs, though, are we getting business value from these related projects? Optimization, ensuring multiple projects work together. And then portfolio, are we funding the right initiatives for long-term success? Investment, selecting projects based on the company goals. Let me help you unpack this a little bit more. If your biggest challenge is meeting deadlines, you're dealing with a project. If you're about aligning multiple efforts, you're dealing with a program. If it's about prioritization and funding, now you're done stepped in portfolio territory land. So I ask you this particular question. Are you completing work, coordinating work, or deciding what work to do? I look forward to your answer. Let's jump into the next one. Stakeholder engagement. Who you work with changes at each level. Trust me. Now, I've been fortunate where as a project manager, sometimes even being in the program management role, I've been directly connected to the C-suite, mostly the CIO or a CISO. So project managers normally work with teams, clients, and sponsors. Program manager engages with cross-functional leaders and business units, and portfolio management works directly partnership with C-suite executives as well as investors. So here's my insider tip. Who you interact with changes as you move up the ladder. So if you want to advance, start working on your executive communication skills, because the higher you go up, the more strategic your conversation become. On top of that, the less details. And I want to be correct when I say this, because a lot of times people think when you're talking to a C-suite, it's not a lot of detail. It is. It's just very concise. Get to the point. What do you need from me? What is going on the project? Are we ahead of schedule, behind the schedule? Where are we on the budget? It's matter, because you got to keep in mind, this is all the majority of the time is spent in different meetings. And so you want to be able to person to come in as a project manager, program manager, or definitely a portfolio manager, and be concise with your communication, be concise of where the project is at, be concise of where the direction of everything is going. Because if not, they're going to feel like their time is wasted. And then eventually you're going to feel like your time is wasted because you said, why am I even here? They don't even seem like they're paying attention to me. All right, decision-making authority. So task level versus enterprise level. So project managers, they decide on tasks and solve day-to-day execution problems. Program managers, they balance that across project decisions. And then portfolio managers decide, hey, what programs or projects should actually exist? Here's my next step for you. Decision-making responsibility grows at each level. If you want to level up, as they say, start thinking beyond daily execution. Practice making decisions that impact multiple projects. This will get your mind to start thinking that way. If this is a career path that you want to go on, meaning you want to go and be a project manager, then go into being a program manager, and then eventually being a portfolio manager. All right, budget management. So you got cost versus investment. So project managers, they control a fixed budget for a single project. Now, program management or managers, they balance multiple project budgets. And our portfolio manager, they make sure investment decisions across all, and I do mean all initiatives. So what you need to know is budget responsibility varies significantly. Just like I said, project managers versus program managers, they have a different view of looking at. Project managers are just single vision on that particular project, or if they're working multiple projects, it's just single vision. Program, they're looking across the budget for all projects. And then portfolio management is concerned about the investment. What are we going to get back in return for this? So if you're a project manager, start understanding budgeting principles beyond just your project, and it will help you get prepared for a program or a portfolio role. So risk management, so project versus business risk. So you have projects, they focus on, again, the triple constraints as well as resource risk. So we went over that scope, cost, schedule, and quality. Programs, they manage risk multiple across multiple projects. Portfolio, they have the challenge to assess enterprise-wide business with that risk. And that's mean across the board for everything. Every project that is running under their portfolio umbrella, they're responsible for ensuring that the rest of the program and project managers are fully aware. So risk management scope expands as you move up. As you continue to move up, the scope will expand. And what I mean by that is, I'll just use it like this. The accountability and responsibility is just like anything. As you go up the ladder, as far as going from a project manager to a program manager, responsibility increases. The same thing as going from a program manager to a portfolio manager. So again, start looking at, and I'll just repeat it again, start looking at risk beyond your immediate project. See, when I'm talking this way, family, when I'm forward talking, I'm getting you prepared for the next step. I know where some of you currently are. Some of you may not even be a project manager. That's fine. You should start looking at the next step ahead, but staying focused, but glancing at the next step ahead is going to be important for you. How does it, and you also want to know, how does it impact other business initiatives as well as the business overall? So how do you measure success here? So execution versus business outcome. So project success is, did we deliver on time within our triple constraints? Program success is delivery strategic benefits across multiple projects. Are we getting value across all of these projects that are out there that are live? And then the portfolio success, it's about ROI. You're going to hear that so much as you get closer to this thing called project management. How are we maximizing our ROI, our return of investment? If we're not maximizing our ROI, we don't need to do it. And then, of course, are we funding the right projects to meet the business goals? Here's my key takeaway. Success metrics changes as you move from project to portfolio. It's a huge difference. I've never been a portfolio manager, but I've had a lot of engagement with them. I've talked with them. I enjoy those conversations because it allowed me to think more strategically. And the next step, shift your mindset from task if you're doing projects to value creation for a program. And then, of course, for business impact for portfolio. Career progression, how to move to the next level. So if you're a project manager, you want to start focusing on your PMP. The first step should be CAPM, then PMP. Program manager, developing leadership and across project coordination, getting your PGMP. And then portfolio manager, you want to master financial planning and strategy for your PFMP. So each level requires different skills and certifications. Start shadowing leaders that you want to model. Always talk about that. If you want to be a portfolio manager, see if you can connect with a portfolio manager and modeling and learning from them. Tools and software, which you're going to need to master. So project managers, I put Jira, MS Project, Asana. You can go Smartsheets, you can go ClickUp. There's so many out there, but just start understanding from a task execution. Program managers, you may see more of a plan view or Monday.com, or I've seen even there's a new one out there that I can't even recall right now. But portfolio managers, of course, Power BI, because you're dealing with a lot of data across different projects, Tableau, enterprise management tools like and strategic decisions, what you need to know is different levels require different tools. So the tool that you learned on the project management as a project manager, you still want to keep that knowledge, but you're gonna as you continue to grow up, you're gonna need different tools in order to win. So accountability, who answers to who? Now it depends on how the organization is set up. Now, I've been in organizations where there's been a PMO, and there have been organizations where there has not been a PMO. So project managers are accountable for their deliverables at the end of the day, regardless if it's a PMO or not. Program managers are accountable for the business benefits. Portfolio managers are accountable for the entire, I should have just said entire organizational success. I tell you, talking with portfolio managers, they really make you understand how important your project is. If you ever get a conversation with a portfolio manager, you will understand how important your particular project is and what type of value it brings. Key takeaways: accountability scope increases as you move up, like I stated, and starting aligning your performance metric to the next level, and that's how you move up. My final thoughts: what's holding you back? Here's a self-assessment question. Am I managing tasks or am I making decisions? If you want to talk about a career growth, am I handling scope or am I driving strategy? And then the final one is strategic thinking. Am I solving project issues or deciding what work should be done? Again, one of the biggest career mistakes is staying in execution mode when you should be capable of leading bigger initiatives. My next step, my next challenge to you, if you want to grow, start asking yourself these questions. Where do I fit today? Where do I want to go next? And the last and final one is, how am I going to get there? Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.